Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Hello, welcome back, or at least I'm welcoming myself back. I just returned from Italy, and it was so refreshing. I cannot wait to share my time with you guys. Thank you for all of you on Twitter who went with me. It's like a family trip. You guys went to dinner with me. You hung out by the water with me. You went through my crazy travels and sucky city moments and all that stuff. And it was just great to have your feedback and your enthusiasm. So if you're not following me on Twitter, you need to be, because we are one big, happy, and sometimes dysfunctional family. Which is awesome. And I just love my Twitter family and asking questions, because they're so willing to answer. And I learned so much, right? One of the reasons why I'm so excited about my trip and sharing some moments with you is because I could feel the enthusiasm from people as they were traveling with me. Like every meal I had, everything I described, if I was blogging, one of my blogs was like a really big hit with people because I got quiet long enough to actually observe some things around me and to reflect in ways that, quite honestly, our political climate here in the country, as well as social media and just life. You guys know how it is, right? Life just has a way of becoming an undertow. It can just take you out to sea and take you down. And you don't even know it. Many of us don't even know that our lungs have been completely filled with water and we're just bobbing around. We're just emotionless about things, or we're always angry. We're on edge. You know, we've got an opinion about something and we got to tweet it. Or we have to respond. You know, we respond to our elected officials as if they read our tweets. It's amazing to me sometimes. Although I know some of them actually do read mine, but there are other people I tweet to where I'm like, there's no way they're paying attention to what I'm saying right now. So why am I even saying it? Because I want to be heard, because I'm frustrated, because lawlessness has increased so much in the earth these days that if you have a heart for order, this is a hell of an era for you. This is hard. These are hard pills to swallow. And it's not just our country. It's all over the world. So when my daughter came to me and said, you're going to Italy, and she had already purchased the ticket, the trip was done. It was signed, sealed, delivered. She had discussed it with my producer, didn't even know it. I'm going. Like, this is it, Mom. Your spirit is waning. I see you. I see it. Your light is smoldering. You've got to go. And I want to do this for you because I love you. And that was so hard to just accept something like that from my daughter. And A, because I'm also a workaholic like most of you, and I enjoy my work. But I knew I was stuck in a spin cycle, and she did too. And so she puts me on this flight, and I was a little nervous, I'll be honest with you, because I normally go, if I'm in Europe, it's Germany or Greece, because that's where my family's from. So I'm familiar with the landscape and people and culture and language, and you know, I can scoot around and I can get along pretty well. Well, I was going to Italy, where I do not speak Italian. I'm 48 years old, and it finally occurred to me that I'm no longer a spring chicken. I'm not 25, and the world is my oyster. Let's just pack up the van, dude, and not take shoes or anything and just smoke our way through the United States. I mean, no, I was never that person, honestly. But I have always been kind of a little a wanderlust person, where I've never been afraid to travel and experience new cultures and people. But I got to tell you, knowing the climate of the world and having to go through Paris, through the airport, having to land in a major city in Italy, you know, things going on with Brexit right now. People are in upheaval all over Europe and in every other continent, including ours. So it was a little, I was a little apprehensive, but I was, but I knew I had to do it. Have you ever been to a point where you knew if you didn't take a right or a left at that crossroad, it was not going to end well for you? Like, it just wasn't. You can't really explain it, but you know that you've been presented with a choice. And if you don't take that as an opportunity, as uncomfortable as it may be, as way outside of your norm as it may be, as crazy and magical as it may sound or look to everyone else around you, including you, you know that you know, if you don't do it, it's going to have repercussions that you don't want. That was this trip. So I told my producer before I went, I said, you know, there's a part of me, I'm very excited about going. I'm very grateful for my daughter's heart to bless me. I'm also apprehensive because I know that there are some things that I'm going to need to let go of that are going to go away from my life by virtue of this trip. Because I was going to reconnect to my Creator. That was the whole reason I'm going, was so that I could get quiet long enough to reconnect with my Creator through His creation. Because I know there are a lot of you who can relate to this because I hear from you a lot. Christians who have a really hard time accepting God's mercy and grace consistently, right? Because we fall 100,000 times throughout life, which is why Jesus is like, look, Peter, get over it. 70 times 7, dude. Like, you know, and that applies to us as well. And so it can be, when it comes to getting into scriptures and hanging out in the church with church people, it's hard for some people to understand and have mercy for others who have bumped up into a wall, or they're in a hole and they're bound. They're bound in oppression, and they're bound by anxiety, mercilessness, unforgiveness. They're oppressed by the enemy of all liberty, right? So when you keep telling them, well, just believe the word, it becomes an accusation. It becomes a further alienator to that person, because there's no way for them to grab a hold of the lifeline that you're trying to throw to them, because they see it as you trying to drown them. Okay, that's where I was. This is full disclosure, because I think it's important, because there are a lot of you who have shut your heart and your mind and your eyes off to things of a godly nature, of a spiritual nature, of a holy nature. Maybe you've never had it, but I'm talking to those of you who have, and you feel like you're just bobbing up and down in this ocean without direction, without a life preserver, without anyone who cares, without anyone who even sees you drowning. You might be surrounded by people, surrounded by family, surrounded by success, money, things, women, men, whatever, but you're drowning. I want to encourage you that this conversation is going to continue. I want to encourage you to stop right here and think about what I've dropped on you so far, and take some personal inventory before we move on in the conversation, because we're going to get into some deep waters that I think are really going to bless you. And if I had to go thousands of miles away in order to bring this back, it was completely worth the trip. Some of you may think that it would require a trip to Italy, or that that's what I'm saying, in order for you to reconnect to life. And that is absolutely not true. And there are a few things that I've extracted from this trip that I'd like to impart to you that are very simple, very practical applications. You know me, I'm very practical about things in life. So they're very practical applications for you to be able to find your own Capri moment right where you are. Okay, thanks for joining me. Follow me on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk. I'm no longer on Facebook. Ha! I love it. I am a Facebook refugee, whatever. You can email me at monica@monicamatthews.com. Send me your Dear Monica letters. Love them. Sign up for my newsletters at monicamatthews.com. And definitely subscribe to my podcast. And thank you so much for sharing them with others. Until next time, I love you. Love yourself. Love others. I just hope your heart's full.